Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Mistress Shakespeare by Karen Harper, performed by Anne Flosnick. Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. Oh no, it is an ever-fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark, whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out even to the edge of doom. If this be error, and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved. William Shakespeare, Sonnet 116. Prologue. London, February 10, 1601. When I opened my door at mid-morn and saw the strange boy, I should have known something was wrong. I'd been on edge for 3 days, not only because of the aborted rebellion against the Queen, but because Will and I were at such odds over it, and over our own relationship.
"You be Mistress Anne Whatley?"
My stomach knotted. The boy was no street urchin, but was well attired and sported a clean face and hands. "Who wants to know?" I asked as he extended something to me. He must have a missive saying someone was ill, or dead, or, God save us, arrested.
"'Tis a tie from a fine pair of sleeves meant for you with other garments, too, once adorning Her Majesty's person,'
he recited in a high sing-song voice as he placed a willow-green velvet ribbon laced with gold thread in my hand. In faith it was beautiful workmanship.
"'Didn't want me carrying all that through the streets,' he added. "'Tis all waiting for you at the great wardrobe nearby.'
"'I know where that is, lad, but have you not mistook me for another?' I have naught to do with the Queen's wardrobe.
'Tis figured brocade gowns, two fine sleeves with points and ribbon ties, a butterfly ruff and velvet cloak for the Lord Chamberlain's players to use at the Globe Theatre. Since they be busy today, I am to fetch you to receive the garb.
Of late, certain nobles had given me donated garments to pass on to Will's fellows. I'd done many things for the players behind the scenes, as they put it. I'd once helped with costumes, and that at court, too.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?